I'll start recording now.
Does that get picked up?
Yes, it does. Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast. Episode... Great. What fucking episode is this?
203.
203. And this is going to be a weird one because, well, we didn't have time to take off from work. We had to clock in.
Clock right in.
But we didn't want to miss another episode, so... We're clocked into Lethal Company, and we're going to do our episode in Lethal Company.
We believe in multitasking here at the company.
You guys wear a lot of hats.
MySpace.
This is going to be an absolute nightmare.
The fact that I could rank my friends and let you guys know the fuck you are in my life.
Yeah, hold on. We got to talk about that real quick. So Kyle's inviting us. He's hosting the lobby. And he's like, oh, whoops, I invited my friends in the wrong order. And he invited me first. So now I know that there's a fucking priority list.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a MySpace top list. Anywho. It's good
to know where you are.
If this is your first time listening, don't.
Don't.
If you're even listening to this on our main feed, don't. This is actually...
I say keep going.
This is going to make way more sense in video. Go to youtube.com/TheMetalGamersPodcast. There's actually going to be a video of this one where you'll be watching from my point of view. Our little faces will be off to the right, and we'll be recording this episode as this. And if somebody dies, they just don't get to talk. Until they revive. So
I just like the idea of a shrimp falling on someone's head. It's like, see, I don't really like the graveyard sound all that much, but you know,
it's pretty good. Good sound design, Micah. That actually kind of worked out already. So all right, let's hit experimentation here so we can get the game going.
I do have 4 flashlights ordered for us. All right,
cool.
So we have been playing if you didn't know, good game. Playing it right now, as it turns out. And we gotta hang out with Mike to make sure that you guys can hear us. So if something happens to happen in the game, then you'll hear it. It'll be all right.
This is gonna be so unfortunate because I usually run ahead.
It'll be fine.
Right. We'll just keep up with you. But
hey, Micah. Can you do me a quick favor before we get the whole podcast started?
No.
I need you to. All right.
Anyway,
well,
so
we've been playing Lethal Company.
But other than Lethal Company, what have you guys been playing?
Baldur's Gate 3 obsessively. I'm at the end of it now, and I actually finally got to the point where I'm like, I see where the point of no return is.
Yeah.
And I have one final side quest to do before I actually go around and wrap it up. I've save scummed the fuck out of this solo playthrough to make sure that I got the exact path that I wanted to, but me and Micah have been playing our co-op campaign, and the co-op is still so much goddamn fun that I can't wait to do it again with other people.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do the honor mode run. Hold on, we're going through the door real quick. Anyways. I'm absolutely obsessed with Baldur's Gate 3. Game of the year. It was my number one, and there's a mine down here.
There's more mines. This is a dead end. Go back up.
Hey, that's a Roomba. Pick up the Roomba.
Yeah, pick up the Roomba, guys. It's so funny because you were saying how burnt out on Baldur's Gate you were for a while, like you were getting, and then you wrapped back around to just absolutely in love with it again, which is kind of what happened to me too. Yeah.
Hey.
It's what happened to Red Dead Redemption 2 for me as well.
Oh, really?
But outside of that, for me, I started playing Midnight Suns.
Oh.
And which is such a funny thing because you get to make your character, and to me it looks like Steiger just was teleported from Baldur's Gate straight into this weird Marvel universe.
That's kind of awesome.
Which is really funny. It's awesome and it's humorous, and I actually gotta say, as much as I was worried about Firaxis, a lot of people bitch about this game. When it was first coming out and all that stuff.
Oh my god! I'm getting fucking shrimped! I dropped a flashbang. No.
Mike's dead, guys.
Well, he can get everybody now.
Yep, well, that's good.
He's in the perfect position.
Got a key.
All right.
Yeah, so anyway, how's my Midnight Suns been?
I'm trying to get his fucking flashlight. Why can't I pick up his flashlight?
Oh, got it.
Awesome. Mike, right. What'd you run off to? We're still recording an episode.
He's right here.
I'm right
awesome.
Here.
He's right here.
Hey, another one.
But yeah, Midnight Suns. It is a very pretty game, and I think the gameplay is very fun. It doesn't play at all how I expected. I knew it was going to be a deck building card-based style game, but I didn't think that it was going to be as stagnant as it is. Like, there's not a, like, you get like one turn to move one character, and I don't know. It's interesting, and the animations are really fucking good. So I think the most that I'm getting out of Midnight Suns is knowing for a fact that XCOM 3 is going to be such a fucking banger.
Does the engine run well?
Yeah, it runs really well. Like, the frame rate's great. The animations are phenomenal.
Are you serious? Just another fucking dead end? Yeah, alright, we're done here.
It is definitely cheesy as fuck. Like, everyone talked about, you know, going on, like, weird parasocial dates with, like, superheroes and stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's got a level of cheese to it that does make me cringe here and there, but it is interesting, and I definitely want to keep going with it, which is, I think, a pretty good thing.
Yeah, I started, have you been playing anything else?
No, that's it.
I've been, I hopped back onto Ghost of Tsushima for PS5.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. I was thinking he was going to say Destiny.
No, he's done with that shit.
I think everyone's done with that shit. Dude, that game already was gorgeous on PS4, but to play on PS5 at 60 FPS and just start it over, man. Like, that game is great. I hate that I cannot skip any fucking dialogue, though. Like, get fucked, Ghost of Tsushima. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, you can't? Wow.
No, you can't skip cutscenes or dialogue.
Wow, I had no idea.
It's just you can pause them, but you can't skip them, and that's rough.
Alright, did Mike jump off the side so we can't recover his body?
Oh, right. No, there's no recovering his body. We're good to go.
To be fair, he did save us all from the shrimp. I'm pretty sure that we would have all gotten shrimped because we had no defenses against that thing, unfortunately.
Live by the shrimp, die by the shrimp.
Live by the shrimp, die by the shrimp.
Yeah. But is Ghost of Tsushima, like, noticeably different on the PS5?
I mean, it just runs a lot better and looks prettier, but, like, nothing else, really. I see that Legends mode, and I just get so nostalgic for our little competition that we did.
Oh my god, he's back.
I'm back, guys.
Mike, you're back. Okay, good.
Yeah, I realized we could have probably do the fire exit. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, we could.
No, we saw the whole building. Like, there was nothing else to see.
There was $200 worth of stuff.
Yeah, it was weirdly segmented. It happens.
We'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
So yeah, I've been thinking about going into Ghost of Tsushima lately too, because like I never did finish the game. I got burnt out on it with Legends mode before I actually finished the game.
Oh wow!
So I never finished the story, and I really want to go back and finish it.
Oh, you should, man! It's really good.
It was magical. Absolutely. That game was amazing.
I put your flashlight in the closet, Mike.
You guys got my fleshlight? Hell yeah!
Yeah.
We cleaned it too.
We're landing.
Honestly, I wouldn't be terribly against playing Legends again.
I know.
I don't know, man. It was so much fun.
I think about it every now and again. It was so fun.
It was.
We had a blast. That's where we spawned Greg Majestic in that.
True.
Oh, yeah. The birth of Greg Majestic.
Onwards, gents.
I think it's so weird that we did a competition in that game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a game, yeah.
Like on our PlayStation 4.
And with Josh, no less.
I miss Josh.
In this particular world, I think it makes more sense than ever, so don't worry about it.
Dude, he got fucking hella shrimped.
Yeah.
Have you been playing anything else, Micah?
No, just Baldur's Gate 3 with you guys. I'm kind of in that, you know, there's nothing really coming out. I'm kind of looking at that Prince of Persia game. It's good. There's a demo out for it, so I'm thinking about downloading the demo to give it a try.
Yeah.
And then there's some Last of...
Oops.
Oh, shit!
Oh, it's a mansion! And there was a squeal as soon as I walked in already, so...
Yeah, that last that no return DLC stuff comes out for Last of Us 2 next week, so I'm looking forward to that, but I'm kind of in a slump. Nice. That's been it for me.
I'm excited for Tekken to come out this month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like the only thing. Holy shit.
Yeah. 25th, I think.
Oh, that fireplace kicked on as soon as we walked in.
Ooh. I got a key.
Oh, don't forget, guys. Next month is also Helldivers 2 in February.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's going to be.
And Persona 3 Reload, if anyone's into that.
Nice.
No. Nobody here is a weeb, Kyle.
Suicide Squad?
I think a lot of us are just anxiously waiting for March for Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah, true.
That's gonna be the big one. That's the big one, yeah.
I am gonna jump into Tekken as soon as it's available, for sure.
I'm gonna pick that one up, yeah.
Yeah, but, Dragon's Dogma 2 is, like, the next game that I'm genuinely, like, overly hyped for, though.
How are you feeling about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth?
That's February. Does anybody have a key?
I do.
Hey!
Oh, sick.
Ha, fuck you, Micah.
Oh, okay.
Joe's our hero. It was a dead end. Joe's our fucking enemy.
Yeah.
Wasted a key. Good job, bud.
Thanks, I earned it.
Anywho, I am excited about Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2, but it's not, like, the thing I'm most excited for. Another locked door.
Now I'm in the room.
Finally.
Hey. Unless it's a single fucking room.
Are you kidding me? Oh, Jip.
Damn.
Good lord.
All right, well, there's a lot
anybody of doors. Anybody else been up to
anything? The bell.
Anybody need anything out of the fridge?
That's all
you
we
make
got.
A sandwich? Depression.
Found another locked door.
Was that all you've been up to? Well, hold on. Who are we talking to? Mike?
Mike. We're over here.
I'm over here. I can still hear you. You've
been playing some more of that. You've been playing some more of that PvP in Final Fantasy 14, right?
Yeah, I kind of just started getting back into it. I mean, I've talked ad nauseum about the game, so I won't get too far into it. But
it's kind of a new part of it, though.
Yeah, I've been getting really into the PvP while waiting for the next expansion. I've kind of, like, re-fell in love with the game all of a sudden, which is unfortunate because nobody else wants to fucking play the game.
Aww. True.
Do you think they're going to be able to do anything bigger with PvP for Final Fantasy?
I mean, let's Crystalline Conflict is... Does it?
Mike, get back here.
I'm coming.
This keeps going.
Oh, shit. Okay. Anyway, Crystalline Conflict, Joe, which, like, has seasons and shit.
It stops going. It
stops going.
Jesus Christ.
It has, like, seasons and stuff, and the rewards are actually pretty good. Like, really cool sets of armor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I heard a creak.
That means a vent open. There's something that spawned.
Probably a fucking portal head. Our luck.
All right.
But, anywho.
Hey, a key.
Oh.
Well, at least we got a refund on that.
Well, if you guys found a key, I know where our locked door is.
There's another key.
Jeez.
My flashlight is dead.
Mine is too.
Mine's about dead.
I know where another key is. Or another
locked
door.
Stop sign. I can bash.
Hey,
what
whoa,
the fuck is this?
Set.
Oh, you know. Cow.
Oh, that's cool.
Anywho, podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
I that's about all I've really been playing other than
turret,
this with
turret,
you guys. Oh, God! Anyway.
All right, Joe, what you been up to?
I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3.
It's not facing this way. It's facing this way.
I fucking...
Oh, yeah.
I fucking get it, man. Baldur's Gate 3 is worthy of everything it won during the Game Awards. And I'm not even that far in, but it's hitting exactly what I want it to hit.
Wanna grab this set again?
Oh.
But other than that, I've really been watching a lot more anime. We started and almost finished Dorohedoro on Netflix, and what a wild fucking show that is. Highly recommend.
Key. Need a key?
Abrupt chaos the show. We also started Demon Slayer, and I gotta say, man, those first four episodes are mid as fuck.
It does. I thought it started pretty slow as well, honestly.
I am so disinterested in continuing it.
It's good though.
I still implore
you. I believe
you,
because I mean it clearly got to number one, so
yeah.
There's a reason it's as popular as it is. I just, man, it has not hooked me so far.
It starts off really, really slow and very cliche to like most anime to me. I am very curious about Dorohedoro just because like I had a coworker, Jeremy, talk nothing but sugar about it. And I'm like, man, I'm pumped, you know. And they just announced a sequel, or not sequel, season two to it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they announced season two, and the show just 5 minutes is a great show of Kimmy Hook. It is wild beyond compare, and you want to know what the fuck does this world have to offer.
Right. That's cool.
Highly recommend. Someone's going to die by this turret.
Probably. I can't see shit. This sucks.
Holy shit.
Do we have another key?
If we're going to... Yeah, I think somebody does, yeah.
I need one of
you.
Where are you
at? Yeah, Joe's got it.
Right here. On the other side of you guys. Yeah, my flashlight's out, sorry.
Oh!
So it's just been Baldur's Gate 3 and anime for you, huh?
Well, if we're gonna talk, about anime, Kirsten and I are completely caught up on Jujutsu Kaisen, which is another like super popular anime that people talk about a lot. But I feel like that's one that starts strong and is still continuing to be amazing.
Season 2 is some of the best action anime ever, dude.
It's some of the best anime I've ever watched. Period. Like
it's been so good.
I'm ironically having the same problem that Joe's having with Slayer with the Jujutsu Kaisen. I want to get back to it because I know it's going to be good. And I even enjoyed the first few episodes I watched.
I got an egg beater over here.
Nice. I heard something creak. More vents are opening.
All right, we got to get out of here. We've been in here forever.
True.
It'll be fine. We got a man with a stop sign. We're basically invincible if you think about
true.
It.
True. It says stop on it.
Oh, so shit. Wait, that's right. Oh, I kind of forgot. Man.
Unbelievable. That's not the way out, though, is it?
No, it's actually that door. It's the door that the fucking turret's facing. Which means we're going to have to wait till it faces to the right. And then go. No!
Did he survive that?
No, he did not.
All right. Well,
he's got stuff there we need.
Let's make sure we get that stuff done.
Okay.
All right. Well, being that Mike can hear me, I'll go ahead and try and talk about this if I can. Oh, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Something's not good.
Get out of here.
I don't
know
what it is.
Let's get out of here.
Something's wrong. I don't know what it is.
What's wrong?
No, we're good. Stick together.
Where are you? Hang on.
All right, this way. Follow my voice.
Let's go.
Keep going. Let's go. There we go.
All right,
big bug, get the stop sign.
What
is the stop sign?
Get the stop sign. Get ready. It's a spider. It's a spider. We got it. We can bonk him. Yeah, we can bonk him. Come on, let's go.
A spider? Oh, I guess it is a spider, huh?
It's a spider. We can bonk him.
He looks so broken.
Just fucking hit him. Get him. Come on.
Yeah, hit him.
I got him.
Come on. Is he dead?
Nah, you guys got this.
Go. Fuck it.
Oh, he's dead. That's scary. What killed him?
It was me.
He's not dead. He's not dead at all.
Yeah, whatever, I'm leaving. Anyways, I started going through the Dragon Ball Super manga.
Oh my god, it's late.
Shh.
Careful.
No, we got a podcast to do.
wrong way, guys, this way.
What time is it? Damn. Yeah.
Careful.
Cool. But yeah, started going through the Dragon Ball Super manga, getting through the Moro arc.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm.
And I completed that, and that was really cool. Yeah, you can see the ship. And it's also... Oh, there's a...
Fuck!
Yeah, that's not me. That's what I get for talking about Dragon Ball Super. Anyways, the Moro arc of Dragon Ball Super. Good stuff.
I couldn't see shit.
Oh no.
Oh, there's so many of them.
Watch him survive. No.
Damn it.
Oh, shit. And now it's time for the moves.
No, yeah. Not quite.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Well, there's no transition music, so.
For today's news, let's see, how does this even work?
I mean, we can the transition music since we're at work and, you know, we sing together.
Baby might not be news. Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah.
For today's news,
we're broken, going to be fired.
Xbox is having a developer conference on the 18th, where they are having Bethesda and some other, and Obsidian and a bunch of other their developers. You know, all the people they bought are going to come out and say, "Hey, we got games for you," and hopefully
Todd's going to come out and apologize.
That was a bad one. But they are particularly talking about the Indiana Jones game.
Oh yeah, made by IO.
Yeah, so curious how that's gonna go.
How does Indiana Jones game made by the people who make Hitman work?
That's not the Hitman. It's not IO that made that.
Machine Games.
Yeah, it's Machine Games.
IO is working on a 007 game.
Yeah.
Oh, the 007. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're gonna talk about the Indiana Jones game. I don't know if I particularly care. But
nah,
hey,
not really.
They're doing
it's cool,
I guess.
It's cool.
Yeah. They're also going to be talking about Hellblade 2, which I still don't think that game's going to be good. Mark my fucking words.
Oh, well, you didn't even play the original one, did you?
I did. I liked the original one, and I felt like it was pretty good for what it was, but it was like a cheap... It was like a $40 like indie game. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good for what it is. Story's good. Combat's basic.
I don't think the game's gonna be like fucking mind blowing, but I don't think it's gonna be bad. It's going to be an experience more than it's gonna be a game.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like the.
I just pulled an engine out of nowhere.
Cool.
I'm gonna drop it off.
Can't fucking see anything because no one has flashlights right now. God
damn it. Well, that's because we all died.
Don't forget your skin.
I don't know.
Wait, what happened?
I'm trying to talk about the news.
I'm still within earshot.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Jesus Christ. I can't see anything. Sorry.
Key.
But yeah, I'm actually kind of excited to check in and talk about it. Let's see what it's HB. Oh, yeah. Hellblade. They're going to talk about Avowed. So they're gonna have more stuff on Avowed, which is the Obsidian Elder Scrolls-like.
I'm excited to see more of that.
I'm very excited about it. Like, I like the concept that they dropped about it when they first were showing it off.
Oh no, one of these diagonal rooms.
Did their gameplay look really rough though when they showed it last time?
Or have we done rough?
It looks
just
stiff.
Looks stale, a little old. Hey, it's Keith.
We got two keys.
And a ball.
Like, honestly, if it plays like the Outer Worlds played, I'm probably not going to be super interested.
Yeah.
But I do love fantasy stuff, and I did like how all the NPCs were just like... Oh, like terrified of your character as they should be in like an Elder Scrolls style game.
Like,
you're so fucking powerful, we're just terrified of you.
I think, locked door. I think a lot of people are largely tired of like that type of RPG, that type of Western RPG, because it hasn't been like evolved upon in a long time. Another locked door right here.
Oh, I think we can do anything about that. Oh, we can. Shit.
Yeah, we have another key.
Cool.
And
hey,
nice.
Dustpan
and a reactor.
Are we ready to grab the reactor?
Get a big take off.
Fuck it, let's go. What do we got to lose?
Weeball!
Oh, wait. It becomes incredibly dark after that. I forgot. But the emergency exit is here. And there's a gear. Let's fucking go.
But as much as people might be tired of that style of RPG, Obsidian makes such unique shit that I would love to see them take on a fantasy style thing.
I agree, because like
my fantasy style,
the Outer Worlds, yeah. While like it wasn't like the most incredible game of all time, I thought it was still very good.
It was still
had
very
some cool things too,
good,
but the NPCs just felt.
Yeah, it felt like a PlayStation 3 game or something like that. Like, all right,
yeah, kinda.
NPC sucked.
I'm excited about Outer Worlds 2 as well.
Like, I just don't think I like that world. It might just be a me thing. I don't know what it is.
Something about space capitalism run amok was kind of interesting.
It just seems like too real. That's just gonna happen for sure. Like if Elon Musk isn't just a character, then I'd be surprised.
Man, stop putting that dude in anything. I'm fucking sick of seeing him.
Absolutely. But speaking of Elder Scrolls stuff, Daggerfall is now available for free in Unity.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's kind of awesome, because I actually have, I got Daggerfall in the Elder Scrolls like collection, and it runs kind of fucky. It's better than it used to be, but not quite as smooth as Unity would make it.
An Elder Scroll game runs fucky? Are you serious?
What?
Yeah, I know. Who'd have thought?
Just seems authentic to me. Cool, we did it. Nice.
Hey.
We did it. Only took one day. Easy peasy.
Hold on, the boss is in.
Report to the company building immediately to sell your scrap metal and other goods. You have
already doing it.
We also got some news.
Fucking hate that dude.
Micah, the boss is talking. What the fuck?
Trying to fuck him.
True.
Micah, no.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, I was actually gonna look into like figuring out how to get Daggerfall. I've never played Daggerfall. I'm pretty curious about it. The Unity stuff sounds really cool. Speaking of Unity, Unity just laid off everybody.
Damn near.
What?
Yeah. Almost huge layoffs.
Oh,
Unity
fuck, I didn't hear about this.
Gigantic layoff where they laid off like I believe more than a third of their who was left. They just had a layoff not too long ago. They had another one. It's upsetting. Speaking of layoffs, Twitch laid off a third of their fucking people.
They're still
That's
not profitable.
That's not shocking, unfortunately. Yeah.
Speaking of layoffs, Discord just let go a third of their people.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That one's surprising because Discord's doing well. So.
It's probably sailing now. Like they don't need all the people they needed.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of developers that they're not needing anymore.
I think it's a lot of the storefronts and the features that they hired a bunch of programmers to use that do not get utilized. Like I don't know anyone who's used Discord's storefront.
Right.
There's a storefront?
Yes.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Huh. Well, it's not entirely that either.
What is it, Kyle?
We're about to launch into space. Hold on.
Fucking Chris.
You can't really talk during loading screens.
Oh yeah, you want to bet?
Why not?
Oh wait, when we're going up
right now.
When we're going up, it's fine. Never mind.
Dude, yeah, we're landing.
Stop me.
Planet.
I could tell you why, but wait.
He'd have to kill Joe. Tell me now.
You can't kill me. I've become too powerful.
Wow. God, do I feel that
overtime bonus.
Quota reached overtime bonus $18. Like, yep, nice. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's after all the taxes.
Yeah, Jesus. You guys are paying those?
Anywho, what moon are we going to, boys?
I don't know.
The fun one. Just nothing with a forest giant.
Yeah, you're the fun one.
What is that? Is March or offense the one with the forest giant?
March.
I think that's March.
March, so, yeah, because
offense it is.
Joe pitched about March, and we said, "Let's go to March,"
and then he was right.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah.
That never happens.
Let me buy four pro flashlights.
But yeah, these companies were coming out saying that they had basically overhired because they expected, for some reason, every company expected the giant boom that they got from COVID to keep going forever. I don't really understand that shit, but whatever. So they overhired a bunch of people, and then like over time, in order to continue reaching those record profits that they got from the COVID era, they're letting go of a shit ton of people to try to cut costs and have a more agile team, which is always like almost always every one of these companies is like, oh, we need it. We're going to wick at making shit. I'm like, no, you're fucking not.
I've never moved its head. Hear him.
He's just over here like,
yeah, moving shit. Yeah. He's just,
I'm like, dude, he's passionate. What's going on there?
It's not just within like the gaming industry. It's within every industry. Like
big true.
It's not though. I mean, like there's so many companies that are attempting to retain.
Oh yeah,
stuff,
name 30
usually,
industries.
Like,
right now.
The military industrial complex.
He's got us there.
You're right. That's
I'm the bar was too low.
He said 30, not 100.
Nailed it.
No, but like the world is about to hit economic recession together
because
of this very reason. Like,
yeah.
It's just unfortunate that it is hitting the gaming industry as well.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense just because the entertainment industry just isn't something that's a necessity. It's not an essential thing for people to have. But it's just such a
please, I just
want to
feel.
People are getting promised these awesome jobs just to be let go. And like, what company was it? I can't remember. Who let go of a shit ton of people. Damn, I can't remember the name. There was an entire like development company that got shut down like on the 23rd of December, 2 days before Christmas.
Oh yeah.
It's like so fucked up.
Going in. Going left.
Earlier.
In some better news, Final Fantasy 14 had their fan fest, and me and Michael watched it, and it was fun.
We did watch it. It was a good time. We like hung out that night and had a good night and watched the fan fest, and it was cool. They announced the second class that's coming, the new caster class, which was Pictomancer from Final Fantasy VI. Which is pretty cool.
I'm picturing a moment now during the news when Kyle dies and he's the only one with a list.
Oh, we'll just move the fuck on. That like news is over if that happens.
Sorry,
Kyle dies, the news dies with him.
God damn right.
He is the news.
The news is nothing without him.
But yeah, they had some really sick cinematics, and like the Pictomancer is really cool. It's like a based
watch
off
out for the Roomba.
From Final Fantasy VI. It's in there. It's pretty obvious.
Got a key.
Hopefully.
Nice.
It was cool.
Female Hrothgar got shown off. Furries rejoiced, you know.
Now there's two different forms of catgirl. Enjoy.
There's thick mommy catgirl and then like cutesy wootsy fucking ooh woo catgirl.
I'm in.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Fuck.
Spider. Where the fuck is it?
Fuck.
Oh, there's a no freeze still going.
Go.
That's a no from me, dog. Oh no, dead end.
Oh fuck.
We're good.
We're fine. He stopped following. Oh, they just totally left, didn't he?
Wait, what's up? He's still coming, or we're good?
We're good.
No, we're good.
I got more news to share.
I mean, he's down the hall,
bitch.
But yeah.
Just don't touch his web. He knows immediately when you enter his web.
Don't
get it. It also slows you down. If you crouch too, that might help. True. Less sound.
Oh. That doesn't work.
Did we find out if there was anything in there?
Yeah, there's a giant axle.
And a spider.
And a key.
Go ahead and get that axle. I'm watching the stairs.
But
this one? What was that?
Oh, we got the axle. Okay, let's get out of here.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hey, somebody touch the web.
Fire exit, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Hmm.
Oh, fucking slime right in the way. Come on,
you
man.
You motherfucker.
Nice.
But we can get around this one. We can get around
Mike,
this one.
Mike, stay away from that.
Yeah.
Let him come up the stairs a little bit. We'll just jump down. In fact, fucking do
easy
it now.
Easy peasy.
Hey! Uh-oh.
Zara, is that all of us?
Yeah, well, no. Well, Kyle decided to wait, I guess.
Dumbass!
Huh,
we need to leave so it'll go after Kyle.
Yeah, true.
True.
Are we okay?
So I guess we don't have Kyle right. for the rest of this.
Well, news is dead.
Anywho, Final Fantasy 14, they're bringing back exploration zones if people who play the game know what that is. You know.
I see Kyle screaming on camera. Anyway.
There he is. Oh my god.
I can't believe I survived that.
Oh, that was amazing.
Was it just a slime?
Did they reveal a new trailer for the new expansion?
Yeah. Well,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, they added more to the previous trailer that they showed, which is funny because they showed the Catboy eat
more of his taco.
He ate the whole fucking taco. It just sat on him for like 15 seconds while he housed
so
down the whole thing.
We were talking about like, oh, they're adding context to like some of the scenes and stuff. And like before that scene even showed up, it's like they're gonna show him eat the whole fucking taco.
They did let him finish the bite, and which I thought
did.
Was interesting.
Yeah.
Mike, you were saying exploration zones?
Exploration zones, which was like Eureka and Bajja, which were some of my favorite content of the game. That was something that was missing from Endwalker, and we are getting back.
That's cool.
It is not just an island vacation like we kind of thought this new expansion would be, which I was honestly a little bummed about. No, there's a lot more to it than that. They did confirm some stuff. But,
They had that, like, super cool, like, cyberpunk dungeon or what the fuck ever they got going on.
Yeah, that's
that
mostly what I'm talking
what?
About, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, there's like a whole new area that's basically like looks, it looks like a giant graphics card, I'm gonna be honest. It looks nuts, like,
that's
but
cool.
we don't have a lot of information yet. Wow, we barely got anything in there.
I got
well,
two
not
things.
Much we could have done.
Yeah, we were kind of cornered by spiders. In a slime.
True. Okay,
never changed.
Let's
see.
Anything else?
What does that actually
yes.
come out?
I don't know. Did they say when that was when Dawn Trail was coming out, Mike?
It is coming
is it this year.
They said it is this year, and it is in June. So they were.
Oh wow!
So they were actually because that's normally when it comes out. But Endwalker came out September because of COVID. So they were like, we actually are shortening the release to actually be in June instead. June, July, like somewhere in there, somewhere in the summer. Hold on, we're
cool.
landing. Okay.
All right.
Another piece of news that I have for you here is that there is a, I don't know if it's a rumor or a leak, but there's a new PlayStation 5 DualSense controller that supposedly has a 12-hour battery life.
Good. The cool. fucking battery life on the DualSense is ass. Oh, come
it
on.
It absolutely
fucking
is pretty terrible.
Right in the way.
Gotta go around.
All the way around. That fucking sucks. No way. Okay, I thought that was going to block off the path, too.
Not impossible.
But yeah, I'd like to have a better DualSense controller.
Do you guys not have the charging station or anything for the controller?
Well,
I do,
of course,
and
yeah.
I often like put it on there. I put it on there every time I use it, but like if you have like a gaming session that lasts for like beyond 3 hours and you're not putting it on the charge during breaks or whatever, like it's gonna die on you. I have a second controller just so I can swap to another controller.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess I
man,
I'm very
life must
I
be hard.
Two controllers, yeah. So I the battery issue is not,
going
it's
in.
Not an issue for me.
Yep.
Hey,
stop sign. You know what? I just remembered that I think Anchor lets us do video podcasts on Spotify. So this may be on Spotify with a video.
Oh wow! Cool.
Hey.
That'd be cool.
Hey, two. Holy shit!
Axles.
There's. Oh my god! There's three axles in here.
Holy shit!
Let's go take this back to the door. Yeah. This is gonna be a haul. Let's fucking go.
Switching hey, back in there. Is not a, it's not a difficult thing, but it is an inconvenient thing.
Another key. I already have one on me.
Cool.
We got beers for the boys!
Hey,
beers
for the boys.
There's some AI news, which I think is kind of weird.
Another V-type engine and a spider web. Uh-oh. Oh, spider's in there. So don't go in that room.
There's nothing in there either. This doesn't look like.
We're just getting all kinds of shit. AI news, you said?
Yeah, so, remember Game Shark?
Yeah.
Well,
apparently.
Tell me about Game Shark.
That company is coming up with some form of AI shark. I can't remember the exact name of whatever it is that they're doing, but. Worth it.
Do we want
to just use the fucking key to unlock that? Goddammit!
Yeah.
I got spooked.
Oh hi.
That's so funny.
This game has me on the edge.
So anywho, AI shark.
Yeah, they're talking about coming out with some form of AI game shark thing that's supposed to come out alongside the Switch 2, which is the actual piece of news that's interesting, which is that they believe that it's called the Switch 2 and it's coming out sometime in the fall.
Beers.
Which is, what the fuck?
Interesting. That's a thumper.
Yes, it is.
There's key up here. I'm trying to scan around, see if there's anything else. There's a big bolt.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god!
Oh shit! Oh no, I'm in a fucking dead end. Juked him. God damn it!
I ran off the side. Oh god damn it, Joe!
I
gotta get out
of
there.
Oh hey.
Oh my god, he has to take all this back.
He has so much work to do.
We're gonna take this back.
Alright, everybody take comfy.
Yeah. How do I haul all this back in time?
At least it's all at the front, so that's good.
What the fuck was I talking
Especially
about?
Especially with the goddamn pumpkins!
That's a soundbite that needs to be a Josh song, I think. But, yeah, the Switch 2, there's a lot of rumors that the Switch 2 is coming out this year. We don't know if it's called the Switch 2, but is... Honestly, if it comes out and it's any bit of like, hey, it's backwards compatible and it actually like,
God, I hope you guys are having fun.
Has a good frame rate, has good graphics. I'm on board. That's all I really need.
Mm-hmm. Good graphics, probably not. Better frame rate, probably not. But they did say it's not going to be like a giant. They did say it's going to be like it's not going to be a giant leap forward in technological advancement. It's just going to be more of that, you know.
Yeah.
The fuck
is that thing? I'm not expecting anything crazy from it, but yeah, it looks like it says September.
Is he just leaving?
He better.
I'm gonna go back for more.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think he was just checking on our bodies.
I already warned you. I told you once, I ain't gonna tell you again.
I already
what? Oh, fuck. Nice guy,
that's what I thought.
Oh my god.
Anywho.
What? Yes, please.
Was there any more news?
Get the sign.
Oh, yeah.
You don't fuck with Joe, that's the news.
That's what they that's
There's
what they call
more
they call
rumors
stop
that.
Sign Joe.
There's more rumors that the first Metal Gear Solid is getting a remake. Following Metal Gear Solid Delta's news, people believe that Konami is just remaking all of the Metal Gears.
I mean, that'd be nice.
I'm gonna go in and there's gonna be a goddamn coil head.
Well, that's always what I've been hoping Blue Point was working on, was fucking the Metal Gear Solid remake.
It is still possible, is the thing. Is like, if they are like having these companies work on multiple remakes at a time, then maybe Blue Point is working on one as well. I would love the idea of like them releasing 3 and then 1 and 2 and like kind of have them come out
in
chronological order. Yeah.
That'd be sick.
That might be what they're doing, yeah.
I'd be super into it, but there's
Also rumors that, or not rumors, but there was a PlayStation reel of games coming out this year, and like all the games coming out included Metal Gear Solid Delta and Silent Hill 2 Remake.
Fuck, so, that's it?
Well, no, there's plenty more.
Because I'm really hoping for Ghost of Tsushima this year.
The sequel. Yeah, they still have quite a bit to announce, I think. Like, once PlayStation actually has like a, hey, we're doing a showcase or something, then we'll know exactly what they're doing.
We haven't seen a large showing. We haven't seen a large showing from Sony in a while, so I assume they're about to blow the doors off soon.
It's already 6. We're heading back.
That's fair.
Good move.
Yeah, we need a. Yeah, we just need a little bump with Sony's got going on.
What the fuck? Josh is messaging our group chat. What's going on here? What else do I have? I guess that's all I have for the news, actually. Oh, he's at the, that's cool.
Nice.
That's where we watch strippers.
Welcome back, guys.
They're burlesque dancers, but all of a sudden. Oh, hi.
Hey, what I also part had of the trouble. Podcast are we in? Like,
we just wrapped up with the news, long. Actually.
So
now it's time for topics.
Tippity top top top. Tippity 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 topics.
Tippity topics.
That's right. Let's do it out of sync as much as possible.
Hell yeah.
The thing is, we were in sync in my head, but then I realized that the lag would still fuck it up.
What it ended up being was like a row, row, row your boat kind of situation.
Oh, classic row, row, row boat your situation. Yeah. Anyways, yeah,
classic.
For today's topic, I asked the Discord group, what kind of nerd shit do you get up to outside of games that makes the nerd juices juice?
Oh.
I bought that 3 new flashlights for us.
Nice, good job. I'm proud of you.
I'm sorry. Did you say out of our normal routine, like, thing, or sorry?
Now again?
Something other than gaming.
Not gaming.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, well, Mike has fucked me up. Gunpla, for sure. I've got a Leo build. I have a Heavy Arms here that I'm going to build here soon, and I've been looking at the Millennium Falcon kit, like...
Hold on just a second, we're landing.
Alright, take your time.
Oh my god, a robot and chose yell. Anywho, fucking hell. Yeah, the model kit thing, don't blame that on me, blame that on Alex. It started with him.
I will.
But I did introduce it to you guys. I actually, I had a bunch of gift cards that I had gotten from like salesmen and stuff from work just for doing what I do for the job.
Yeah. And, bribes, if you will.
Something like that. It is out of pity. I do a terrible job and they feel bad for me. They think I'm, you know, I'm not going to say it.
Cool.
Beautiful. But I went and bought an LED kit for the PG Banshee that I'm building, which I'm super excited to install. But then today, on the way home from work, I stopped at a local game store, Forgotten Toy Box.
Cool.
I've talked about them before. I had a gift card another like $50 gift card from Christmas in general. God, that is so loud. I'm backing the fuck away from that. Jesus Christ.
really is.
And perfectly, there was a $50 kit in there that was the real grade God Gundam. So I picked that up today, actually.
Sick.
My backlog is fucking ridiculous right now, and it's almost sickening, and I am very happy with it. But, you know,
that's like it's like you have something to do when you want to do it, you know?
Yeah, honestly, anytime I feel like I have free time, I genuinely have something to do now.
It's a fun little puzzle.
Feels crafty and tickles my brain in a real special way. Hold on.
Hitting on in.
But... that's only like a recent thing for like things that tickle my brain for the nerd juices that give the nerd cum out.
Oh god!
What?
The nerd cum. What else do you call it?
The white.
Yeah. The white makes me leak. The white.
Anywho, you know, before then it's all music related.
Reactor. But
like mixing and mastering music is just like something that is truly special to my brain that nothing else can scratch the same way.
I actually got the nice
Joe,
you son of a bitch.
Yep.
I got the Knights of Sidonia Type 7 Gunpla, which is super fucking cool. I haven't got a chance to actually put it together, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's super cool that they even have that.
Yeah, I didn't know they did. It's super interesting. I mean, there's Evangelion ones, which those are fucking sick, but Knights of Sidonia
is underrated.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was really good, but...
Ever since you, like, when you got me the Metal Gear Rex Gunpla, I was like, well, I just want a bunch of these that aren't actually Gundams.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's, like, Pokemon ones, you know.
He got high-ass Exodia.
Yeah, it did get
you. There's a bunch of anime ones, There's a lot of stuff over here.
You can get a Franks from Darling in the Franks.
Yeah, that fucking show sucks. Our anime fans are going to, like, probably castrate me for that one, but, like, I genuinely did not like that show even a little
bit. It's not very good. It's, like, way too horny.
It's
in
so horny.
In very weird ways.
You
can't pilot the Gundam unless you're fucking your girlfriend doggy style. I'm like, okay.
It is super.
Now, anyways, on the G Gundam and how not horny that is.
Anybody got a key?
Yes.
Right here.
I lost you.
I'm gonna read some of these right before I get distracted. Let's see. Double Terry Wayne writes in with
beer.
Beer.
Playing hardcore shows, moshing, trail biking, and game collecting.
Yeah, what
one
he calls
moshing is not like the others.
What he calls moshing is more like murder. Like, that dude just goes through and
assault and battery.
Literally kills people. And he's probably taking that as a compliment, honestly, because
moshing, aka crime.
Yeah. The way it's done at hardcore shows, it almost fucking feels like it. But I go to hardcore shows too. It is ignorant in a way that I love.
Yeah, true.
But that dude's just so massive, it's terrifying to know that
it's
he just goes through and bashes people's fucking skulls in as like a pastime.
Oh, speaking of, I did just order my double tier Gunpla. I'm excited to put it together.
What?
Oh my god.
What do you think's piloting him?
Him.
Alex Kelly.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. Should
spider.
We go back for the reactor?
I think I just heard a spider.
You did.
I will say that the trail biking thing was very interesting to hear.
I agree with him wholeheartedly,
cool.
though. Trail
yeah,
biking
cool as fuck.
Is great.
It is. Like, honestly, like a lot of like riding my bike around the neighborhood.
Oh god! Oh god!
What? You good?
Oh no!
Ah fuck! What? All right. Well, how are we gonna fuck this pig, guys? I think
we
gotta
get
past
him.
Yeah. Go to the right, I believe. This way. He's probably.
Oh, he's gonna move.
Yeah. Ugh! I hate it.
I think we're all looking that way.
Yeah. We're almost. Just keep stay on this level. Keep walking backward to the right.
All right. Hey, we're here. We're good.
Not downstairs. Keep going. Keep back upstairs.
No. Come back upstairs.
Keep backing up. Door is gonna be to our right.
Oh, the reactor!
Close the door!
Okay.
Fuck the
Can
reactor.
Can you open the door?
Yes. Okay, hold on.
Oh, he's fucked.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So I was trying to say, somebody stare at him, somebody go grab the reactor, but fuck my God.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, good idea. Let's go.
Oh, present.
I'm gonna drop this.
Uh-oh.
Alright, let's go, let's all go.
Where is
he? Saw me first. I see him, I got him. Go get the reactor.
Okay.
I'm here for backup.
I'm on my way.
I'll go with Mike.
It wasn't very far in, right?
No.
That's right over here. Yeah, I remember now. Anywho.
Alright.
Oh my god, I'm 71 pounds.
Stop sign. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Go.
It doesn't have to be like this, Joe.
So, first thing I hear in the distance is Mike just saying,
don't. All right, guys, let's get ready to go.
Okay. Oh! God damn it! Did Micah just die?
Oh god!
Yes!
The worst noise. I hate that scamper so much!
It is terrifying.
You hear his little pitter-patter of death?
Oh my god, I'm 71 pounds. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
You could drop something else if you wanted to.
I could...
Need to eat something, man.
Hold on. I can, I'll pop the present. Yeah. Okay, something lighter. Nope, still 71 pounds. What the fuck? Never mind.
It's just heavy. President Ketchup writes in with Magic the Gathering in every aspect, but also Warhammer, including building and painting minis.
Hell yes, dude. God, I want to get into painting miniatures.
It's warm time.
Go. Wait, do we know if it's Tremors rules?
Nope.
I don't know.
Oh my god, guys, I'm so slow.
Oh my god. Come on, Mike.
Am I gonna be able to get up? Okay, cool. Anywho.
Just like Mark Echo, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where's Joe? Guys.
Is Joe dead? I thought he missed him.
No way.
That's unfortunate. Get us the fuck out of here. It's coming for us. That's the worm.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, Joe's gone.
Joe's fucking dead. Okay.
All right. Starting the ship.
No,
let's get out of here.
When did he die?
He went to the worm.
I don't know.
The worm got him.
Did the worm get him?
Oh, the worm.
He was ahead of us and got hit by the worm.
His body is gone, according to the screen. So.
What did he have?
Anywho,
what did he have on him?
I don't remember. He had several things, though. But anywho, Magic the Gathering used to be something I was, like, tickled by. And Warhammer is something I refuse to touch because I know it'll fuck my life up entirely.
I've seen things few men have dared to dream.
And you live to tell the tale, sort of, somehow. I don't understand how this works.
Flashlight and a stop sign.
Aww.
Thanks.
What else did you have on you?
Flashlight and stop sign.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Yeah, that's good haul.
That's all you tried to do.
I will not count magic as an answer because that is a game, but however, painting minis totally is.
Hell yeah.
So that works. I can definitely see Micah getting into painting minis and stuff at some point in his life.
For sure.
Middle-aged Micah painting little dudes.
Yeah.
Sounds fun too. As much as the painting seems cool, I really like seeing how people store their minis. Like, I love seeing people's, like, toolboxes with, like, special magnet kits so they can, like, put all their warriors in it and stuff. Like, that's fucking neat.
When they have, like, shelves that have, like, lighting and, like, recessed lighting in them, lighting all that stuff.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love that stuff. Pogging the fuck out right now, also known as the Alex Kelly, writes in with, everyone here knows me as the Gundam car and guitar guy, but lately I've been more into grilling and smoking meats.
I can attest to that. Dude. He's constantly sending me pictures of, like, the meat he be grilling.
Nice.
He do be grilling, though. Now, speaking of nerd juices, he's cooking that shit.
Pick it up. Do we want to put everything in there?
No.
Save the yield sign.
Save whatever else we got.
Oh,
whatever.
Get away!
Someone's flashlight.
I missed one, actually.
I dropped my flashlight so I could sell stuff more efficiently. I'm sure Joe has picked it up. Yes, he has. All right.
Your best nightmare writes in with a classic old lady hobby, cross stitch.
Yeah, my sister does a lot of that.
And she's fucking good at it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, really
good.
Like I said, a talent that only her brother could only hope to come close to.
Again, yet another thing to add to the list.
Cross stitch!
Why?
Why can't I have one thing? She sends me a picture of a model kit. God damn it!
I will say, for me, like, any form of just doing art, whether it be drawing, writing, making music.
Any kind of crafting.
any form of crafting or creativity. I would say 3D printing, but fuck that goddamn shit. I hate it now. Took me like 3 or 4 years. I still think it's cool as fuck. If you can do resin printing, that's the way to fucking go. But if you're doing plastic printing, just give up.
Oh, man. I had an ultra nerd corner me in fucking Hobby Lobby talking about 3D printing as if I knew anything about it. Because I like loosely said, yeah, 3D printing's cool. And then he just... He let it brother. Oh, no. I couldn't exit that conversation at all. And eventually it was like, I got to go, bud.
Yeah, jeez. One of those. I had a weird interaction at Hobby Lobby as well, where I was looking at the Gundams, and there's a bunch of model car kits right next to it. And there was an older gentleman next to me looking at the model car kits. He's like, what car are you thinking about getting? And I was like,
The robot.
The Gundam.
Yeah. The robot. I'm looking at the RX-78, bro. You ever heard of this bitch?
It's the granddaddy, grandfather Gundam.
You can slap a whole disgruntled teenager in this thing.
So then you turn to him. So then you turn to him and stare him directly in the eyes and are like, I love Gundam, but I actually really like the UC Gundam. I haven't really gotten into the side stories yet. And I've really grown to love this character, the antagonist, Char Ensemble. But his name's not actually Char. There's this whole other thing. It doesn't matter. But he likes red robots. All of his robots, red. Me, love red. So there's this Zaku 2 over here that's RG.
That's the one I picked up, dude.
RG Zaku 2.
You know what, dude? I've been really wanting to get the Talgeese Gundam Wing.
Oh, Talgeese looks sick.
Talgeese is sick, dude.
What am I building? Yeah, yeah.
I found the golden Gundam from G Gundam just to piss Mike off.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I love G Gundam so
I need
much.
Someone to find me a model of Tequila Gundam, like, now.
It's. I think it's around, but I think it's super hard to find. Maybe.
And then after that, I need someone to find me a model of the Dutch Gundam, which is just a windmill.
My backlog...
Yeah, Mexico Gundam,
My backlog right now is an RG Hainu Gundam, which is ridiculously huge. I've got an...
That's just words.
I've got an HG Freedom, Or no, Destiny. I got an HG Destiny, which Alex pogged the fuck out about. I got an HG Atlas from Thunderbolt. If you haven't watched Gundam Thunderbolt, go watch it. Sail the High Seas. It's amazing. And I'm not going to get into it. There's so many more.
That's so cool. I don't really know what else I'll end up getting into. I actually got a little display case. Or it's not a little. It's actually a pretty big fucking display case.
Yeah, thing is awesome.
I love it. Yeah. At first, I was putting it together and I was like, man, this was too much. I shouldn't have done this. Like, buyer's remorse kind of a thing.
But then you
How many flashlights?
I need one. Pro
need
flashlight,
pros?
Please.
I don't need one.
I'll take a pro flashlight if I can.
Save the.
So it just didn't feel like did it feel like it was too big or like it wasn't enough or something when you were putting it together?
It just felt like this, part of my brain was like, this is a stupid precision. Yeah, I was just like, I've gone too far. But it actually fits exactly where I wanted it to, and it looks cool as fuck. Like, once I put it together and everything, and I my house just kind of sprawled around. Oh, Christ, goddamn it, you son of a bitch.
He'd see more
shit just all over the house sprawled around. So just putting it all in the display case, I was like, this is nice. And I got a few little LED lights to put in there, and this is fun.
Yeah, I think I need to. I think I want to do that.
It was worth it. Yeah,
those
it was like reasonably
so cool.
priced. Yeah. I sent the link to the one I got to Mike because he talked about.
Mike's definitely gonna need one. He's gonna need a few of them.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, man, I don't, where are you putting this shit now? Now that I think about it.
I've been moving my games out of bookshelves and putting those in different places and putting the Gundams there instead. Well, I've been thinking about selling a lot of my gaming collection that I don't give a shit about. I like my PS2 collection. Oh my god,
you got a
fucking
sick PS2
music.
Collection.
My PS2
in the bathroom like Trump does secret files.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to find different ways to get it done. Once we move to a new place and we each have our own offices, I'll have a bookshelf in there that just has all of them, or a display case specifically, because What's nice about those display cases is that they close them off from dust.
Yeah.
That too.
But yeah, kind of with Kyle, where it's like, I do have some, like, Gundam affinity. Like, I do like some of the Gundam stuff. But I was like, man, there are a bunch of other really cool model kits I just did not know were out there. Like, when you got me the Mandalorian, I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't know.
You getting, like, a Millennium Falcon or, like, a Slave One, like, totally makes sense. That'd be so cool.
They have Boba Fett, too, so I want to get Boba Fett as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I was actually almost got you that one instead.
They're both awesome.
It's a cool thing.
Did we have any other write-ins?
Oh, no, that was it. Well, hold on. Actually, I think I got one more here that I almost missed. Where the fuck does it go?
Mike, just open the door.
Oh, yeah. Beerkilla75 writes in with D&D, and I gotta say, that's a fucking game.
That's, Diagonal Room. Yeah, God. But it's
However, he did say that he was a DM and that it was like herding cats, and cat herding is a hobby, so I'll count it.
Nice.
D&D is technically a game, but it is outside of video games, so...
I said games. I didn't say video games. Pay attention to the fucking rules.
God damn it, Mike.
Bro, do I look like a rule follower? Oh my god, the steam! My eyes!
Where's the vent?
I found
Where's
it.
The vent?
Nice.
So, speaking of weird hobbies, you remember Nathan Palmer by any chance, Micah?
Yeah. Famous barber in Orange Park. If anyone needs a cut, make sure you look up Nathan Palmer. He will give you the right cut you need. I recently was like just looking at his Facebook profile. And you gotta check it out. I recommend it. Like a picture. Oh man, he's wearing a full Adidas like tracksuit with a balaclava and all this shit, hanging out with his grandma on his profile picture.
And we lost Mike. I don't know if he's recording.
I'm right here with you.
He's here.
No, you're not.
That's cool. I mean, I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, but,
the next picture over is him. Is him feeding a raccoon a beer?
Hell yeah.
God, he is just living.
He's living the life.
Fuck,
man.
Dude. That guy lives.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good for him.
Stuff's cool.
Stuff is cool. Nobody's mentioned finals.
Boy,
that gives me the
fire exit.
It gives me the fucking brain drip.
True. Vinyl collecting is super fun.
Dude, y'all have been getting fucking crazy with y'all's vinyl collection.
Specifically,
I hit a point.
Calm down quite a bit.
I haven't. I'm at a point now where I'll discover something new, and if I listen to the album twice in a week, I'm like, alright, is this on vinyl?
Okay, that's fair, though. I mean, you're at least, like, you know.
I got a pretty interesting collection of just some of my favorites. Anytime I see, like, oh, there must be a spider around here.
Hell yeah. And I'm specifically leaving it to items that are a little more unheard of and obscure.
Dumber.
So like I'm not buying like fucking Metallica for the umpteenth time or some bullshit.
Right.
Wow, that spider is right fucking there. All right, I'm going down to the fire exit. See you guys.
Uh-oh. Help! I'm full.
Oh. He's coming for you. Is Micah dead?
No.
I have no stamina. I'm so heavy. Please.
Here, give me some stuff.
No.
Okay.
Should we wait for Mike? There he is.
Oh. He went through the fire exit first.
Apparently he was ahead of us on getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I heard get the fuck out. I took that.
I saw his eyes wide. Yeah, I thought he was dead, but it turns out he was just worried that we were.
And yeah, I was like, why aren't they coming out yet? Yeah. They should be right behind me.
That's good.
Oh, shit. Good time.
What was the last vinyl I got? I know I got the Isles and Glaciers album, which was a pretty fun get, just because that's such a weird, like, super group that only put out one thing.
Hell yeah. I'd like to, if anyone else is down, the week after Record Store Day, I'd like to drive down to Atlantic Records in Daytona. The reason I don't want to do it on Record Store Day is I don't want to deal with the crowd. So
no,
the weekend after,
so
they'll
awful.
Still have a... Yeah, I imagine. The weekend after, they'll still have a lot of the stock. So...
Yeah, one that I'm still trying to look for. There's a few albums we need to get. In Keeping Secrets by Coheed and The Color Before the Sun are the only two Coheed albums I don't have. And I'd like to get Sundowning by Sleep Token.
Yeah, I missed out on that one too.
Yeah, I got their second album, but
I found it at Atlantic Sounds.
I believe it. I'd love to check that out. Other than that, I can't really think of much more I'd want to get.
The most recent one I got was Spirit Box's new EP.
Sick. Something one of my favorite ones is the Final Fantasy XIV soundtrack. I love that.
That's pretty dope.
The second box set is out on the store right now, and I've been thinking about grabbing it myself.
What's it got?
A lot of Shadowbringers and Endwalker stuff.
Ooh, fuck.
But it's the LP box too, so it's a little bit of everything, so.
Yeah, I still just want to get that Endwalker, like, EP thing that they
Footfalls, the single thing.
The single, yeah. That's all I really want. I don't need a whole other box
set.
Oh,
no.
What?
Eclipsed, Rainy, Flooded, Rainy, Eclipsed, in that order.
All of them?
Rainy, I guess?
Yeah, Rainy's probably the safest one.
All right. Well,
just want to land again, I guess.
No, it was Eclipsed.
Oh, fuck.
There's gonna be like fucking mud and shit. We're gonna like
get
our shoes dirty.
Yeah, just fucking watch out, man.
Landing. All right. Well, I mean. That's it for the Metal Gamers Podcast, episode 203. Thanks, everybody, for listening or watching. If you're into this, go check out some other stuff that we do. Patreon.com/TheMetalGamersPodcast. We haven't put anything there in a while, but you get this a little early, maybe somehow. I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore.
We can
won't do this again. Depends on how it goes.
We can do video stuff on Patreon as well.
I would like to do some more streaming in the future, but we're all working a lot, so it's been a little rough on us. Appreciate you guys hanging out, all that fun stuff. Listen to metal, play some video games.
Quicksand.
Jet!
Mike!
Hey, made it.
You know what?
Oh, what the fuck?
Anywho, I'm going to stop the recording now. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Everybody have a good time.
Bye.